证言。那今天的经文是取自诗篇100篇，请会众来听我来诵读。诗篇100篇1-5节，全地应当向耶和华欢呼，应当欢欢喜喜侍奉耶和华，欢唱着到他的面前。要知道耶和华是神，他造了我们，我们是属他的，我们是他的子民，也是他草场上的羊。应当充满感谢进入他的殿门，满口赞美进入他的院子，要感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本是美善的，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。这是上帝的话语，
感谢上帝。
让我以掌声欢迎我们的黄牧师来证道。
好 Daniel， 来，我们也掌声欢迎 Daniel 弟兄。他进来做老板，来来这边，来这边，他也是我们的讲员哈，所以我们非常的感恩。
So we are very blessed today.
今天是我们2024年最后的一个主日。
Today is our last Sunday of year 2024.
刚才我们的敬拜赞美里面
，So just now in our worship,
我可以从你们的歌声里面感受到
，Through your voices I felt
大家的喜乐、大家的兴奋、大家的感恩
，All of your joy, thanksgiving and gratefulness.
确实，我们的神是一位好神
，And our God is truly is good.
他是值得我们敬拜赞美的，我们再次把掌声献给我们的上帝。我想每一个人都希望跟一些会感恩的人在一起。
So all of us want to be people who knows how to give thanks.
没有人喜欢跟那些整天埋怨、整天数落别人的人在一起。
Does anyone like to be people who likes to complain?
所以我们要成为一个感恩的人。
So we want to be people who know how to give thanks.
成为他人的祝福。
And to bless people.
也让别人从我们的身上也得着激励。
So that other people will be encouraged by us.
所以今天我称今天的我定今天的讲道的题目为感恩生命的喜悦。
So today's theme is on Thanksgiving, which is the joy of life.
我想什么叫感恩跟感谢呢
？So what does it mean to have gratitude and thanksgiving?
很简单哦，感恩就是感谢、感激他人给予你的好或是恩典。
So to give thanks means to really be gracious and for the grace other people have given.
我觉得这个华文的翻译非常的经典哦。
So the English, so the Chinese is very classic, it's very good.
因为英文 gratitude 这个名字，这个词呢，它的原文就是 grace 的意思 ，gracia.
So, in English, the word gratitude comes from the Latin word gratia.
就是你感谢，因为你领受了恩典。
So you give thanks because you have already given, you have been.
所以华文翻译为感恩。
And so in Chinese, it's to give.
所以真的能把这个 gratitude 这个真正的原意带出来。
And so this gratitude is being brought out.
而不是谢谢而已。
And not just to thank you.
感谢你，因为我从你的身上领受了恩典。
But I thank you because I've been given this grace.
所以今天我们敬拜，我们赞美，因为我们从上帝的身上领受了极大的恩典。
So today we worship and give thanks because we have been given this grace from God.
在这个哈佛的这个医学院。
So in the Harvard Medical School.
他们做了很多的这个研究和试验。
So there's a lot of experimentation and also research.
他们得到一个结论。
So there's this conclusion.
结论就是感恩可以让你更快乐。
So this conclusion is that giving thanks can make you happier.
所以你想成为一个快乐的人。
So you think of a person who is very happy.
你就学习多一点的感恩。
And you can learn to give thanks more.
为什么呢
？So why?
因为感恩帮助人们重新的关注他们所拥有的。而不是他们所缺乏的。
So gratitude helps people refocus on what they have instead of what they lack.
很多人可能你假如你是个很习惯感恩的人
，So someone who is very used to giving thanks，
你可能不会觉得这是很难做到的事。
You might feel this might not be something difficult to do.
可是有些人就觉得很难感恩呢。
But some people might feel this very difficult to give thanks.
因为一想就想到不好的事情。
So once you think of bad things，
想到对方，想到对方怎么对不起你。
You think of how people have wronged you，
怎么气你
，or how they have
怎么不听话
，or how they didn't listen to you。
可是呢，当你愿意这样去做的时候
，when you're willing to do so，
虽然一开始的时候可能感觉一点很做作哈。
So you might feel very contrite at first.
就像今天你来敬拜的时候。
So that for today when you come to worship,
你是很开、很欢喜、快乐的走进这个殿门，进入这个院吗
？Were you very joyous when you walked into this sanctuary?
还是你进来这边，等乐龄传道上来，这个邵红弟兄说，我们一起来敬拜，突然间你就 OK 了，开口唱歌了。
Or do you feel very false at the beginning of worship?
就算你是做作的哈
，So even if you feel very contrite，
当我们愿意这样做，你发现你的内心开始了起了一个很奇妙的改变。
So when you're willing to do so, there's a very miraculous transformation in you。
就这种心理的状态呢，会随着你练习使用而变得更加的强大。
And so this mental state will grow stronger as you practice it。
好，我们来看。所以在圣经里面也有类似这样的一个经文哈。
And so in the Bible there are verses like this as well。
外面的世界告诉你说，感恩让你这个人更快乐。
So outside, people tell you, giving thanks makes you happier.
圣经说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
But in the Bible, it says a cheerful heart makes good medicine.
忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
But a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
保罗虽然被下在监狱里面。
Even though Paul was in prison,
他写信给腓立比的教会。
When he wrote to the church of Philippi,
告诉他们什么呢？
So what did he write?
来，我们一起来读。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
And so he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say it again, rejoice.
你发觉我们可以培养这个感恩的方法。
And so there are ways that we can cultivate this gratitude.
在这个研究里面，他们选这个的这些研究家哈学者，他们就指出一个很简单可以帮助我们怎么学习感恩的方法。
And so these researchers they wrote about these ways that we can do this.
其中就是写一封感谢信 ，thank you notes.
So the first one is that we can write a thank you note.
就比如说在过去圣诞节里面收到很多的礼物。
So during the Christmas season, you might have received a lot of presents.
比如你能亲口跟他道谢非常好。
So you might be able to verbally tell this person thank you.
不然可以那 text 一下他，写一封信给他。
If not, you can just text the person.
或是等当你心里突然间今天你在喝下午茶的时候。
Or you might maybe today if you were having your afternoon tea.
突然想起，哎呀，公司里面这个同事其实一向来对你都很好。
You might thought maybe this colleague might have treated you very well.
从心里你就向这个人感谢。
And so in your heart you just thank this person.
或是我们学习来写感恩的日志和日记。
Or you might have a habit to keep a gratitude journal.
这是非常好的帮助我们把我们的眼目、把我们的心思专注在正面的事情上。
And it can help you focus on the things in your life.
另外呢，祈祷和默想。
And the next one is prayer and meditate.
啊，因为有信仰的人，他们都会祈祷，会默想。
Because those people with faith, they usually pray.
当你祈祷的时候，你想起谁曾经对你有恩。
So when you pray, you think about those people who have given you grace before.
你在祈祷的时候，在默想的时候，你想到上帝如何的恩待你。
So when you think and reflect, you may think about how God has given grace to you.
你一直在思想的时候
so when you're thinking,
你心里面就会充满喜乐
your heart will be filled with joy.
所以感恩的心真的可以让一个人喜乐
so a thankful heart will bring joy to you.
这虽然是外边的人说的
so although this is someone although this is secular,
其实在证明圣经所说的是正确的
but this proves that the Bible is true.
喜乐的心确实是良药
a thanksgiving heart truly is a medicine.
我们讲这样我们对人我们懂得怎么样做写信给他跟他讲 thank you 上帝呢怎么向神来感恩呢
so you know how to treat other people but what about ourselves to God?
在诗篇一百篇是一个非常美的 一首诗篇
and so Psalm 100 is a very beautiful psalm.
唯有这首诗篇它有一个标题叫做感恩的诗
and this psalm has a title
Psalm of Thanksgiving.
And so it's a psalm of thanksgiving.
所以其他的不代表说其他的诗篇都不是在敬拜在感恩
so it doesn't mean that the other psalm are not
可是只有这一首的诗特别标明感恩的诗
but only this psalm has a title which is the psalm of thanksgiving
只要你对于诗篇比较熟悉从九十篇一直到一百篇
so if you were to read from 90 to 100
都是很多敬拜赞美的这些诗歌在里面
there's a lot of psalm of praise and worship
而且他们讲这第一百篇就是这整个十多首的诗的最后的最经典的最高潮的一个
and they say that Psalm 100 is the best and the climax of this
所以我们今天我们从这个诗篇百篇来学习如何的来感恩如何的来敬拜我们的神
so that's how to worship the Lord from this psalm
一开始诗人说全地应当向耶和华欢呼
so it begins with make a joyful noise to the Lord all the earth
这个好像是一个宣告一样
So this is like a proclamation.
也是一个邀请。
And it's an invite.
说全地啊，你当向耶和华欢呼。
And he calls out to all the earth to praise the Lord.
不是只是像你我而已。
It's not just to you or me.
是全地
，but to all the
所有受造之物都当向耶和华来。
And all the creation should come to the Lord.
所以应当欢欢喜喜的侍奉耶和华。
So serve the Lord with gladness.
欢唱的到他的面前。
Come into His presence with singing.
感恩的心是带着歌声，感恩的心是带着欢喜的心。
So a thankful heart is here with singing and with gladness.
所以第我们在诗篇很多处也可以看到，在旧约里面诗篇六十九篇说，我要用诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢尊他为大。
So in Psalm 69 verse 30 I will praise God's name in a song and glorify him with thanksgiving.
在旧约里面他们怎么感谢上帝呢？
So how did they give thanks in the Old Testament?
他们可以用诗歌来赞美上帝。
So they praise the Lord through their song.
可是他们也需要献祭来赞美，来感谢上帝。
But they also needed to sacrifice to praise the Lord.
所以发现三十一节这么说，这就是耶和华喜悦，胜过献牛或是献有角有蹄的公牛。
So in verse 31, you say this will please the Lord more than ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves.
其实，在旧约里面，他们已经知道了。
So in the Old Testament, they already know.
世人知道，其实上帝要的不是那些血淋淋的我们所献上的腿肉啦、胸肉啊。
So that the Lord knows, wants not just the, not only this blood or meat.
神真正要的是发自我们内心的赞美和感谢。
But what he truly wants is praise from our heart.
所以讲，这是耶和华喜悦，胜过我们能所献的一切这些祭物。
And so this will please the Lord more than whatever sacrifice we are able to offer.
在诗篇九十五篇他说，来吧，我们来向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
And so in Psalm 95 we see, Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord, let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
我们要来到他面前称谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
所以我们要称谢神，我们要来到他的面前。
So if we want to praise the Lord, we need to come before him.
待会我们看到说，我们要称谢的，用感恩的进入他的殿门。
And so we need to have thanksgiving to come before him.
要赞美的进入他的院
and we praise and worship to enter his presence.
为什么呢？在九十五篇告诉说，因为耶和华是伟大的神，是超越众神的大君王。
Because in verse 3 it says that for the Lord is the great God, the great king above all gods.
他是神，他是君王。
And that he is God and he is the king.
所以值得我们来称谢，来歌颂他。
And so he is worthy of our praise.
在新约的时候也是我们可以看到，在希伯来书第十三章十五节说，所以我们要借着耶稣常常把颂赞的祭品献给神，这就是承认他的名的人嘴唇的果子。
And so we also see in the New Testament Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15, Through Jesus therefore let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name.
之前我们讲旧约他们要献牛献羊献祭，然后还要歌唱来敬拜上帝。
So we say that in the Old Testament you have to sacrifice and you also have to sing and praise.
今天我们只是歌唱，不需要献牛献羊。
But today we only need to sing and praise but we don't need to sacrifice.
为什么呢？
So why?
上帝的律法改变了吗？
So did God's law change?
上帝的话语改变了吗？
Did his word change?
所以你看清楚，所以我们要借着耶稣。
So you see that through Jesus,
这耶稣就是那最完美的祭物。
And so this Jesus is the perfect sacrifice.
所以当耶稣已经献上的完美祭，我们就不需要再献这些祭物了。
And because he has sacrificed himself, we do not need to sacrifice anymore.
可是我们还可以把我们感恩的心借着歌颂主来把它献给我们的神。
But we can still give thanks to the Lord through our praise and our voices.
所以弟兄们，今天我们聚集在这里，
So today when we are gathered here,
我们是借着耶稣的名，
It is through God's name,
常常把颂赞的祭品来献给神。
It is through Jesus' name that we are able to really give thanks to God.
所以在第三节诗篇一百篇说，要知道耶和华是神，他创造了我们，我们是属他的，我们是他的子民，也是他草场上的羊。
So you see in Psalm 100 verse 3, Know that the Lord, he is God, is he who made us and we are his.
所以这里提到了上帝的几个很重要的身份。
So we see God's very important identity here.
当他们说耶和华是神的时候，
So when they say the Lord is God,
他们所要说的是耶和华是唯一的神。
They are trying to say that God is the only God.
唯一的神
，the only one，
是唯一我们值得我们敬拜的上帝。
He's the only God that is worthy of our praise。
唯一值得我们侍奉的上帝。
He's the only one worthy of our service。
除他以外，没有别神。
There's no other God other than Him。
所以耶和华是神，这个意思就是他是唯一的神。
And so the Lord is God shows that He is the only God。
所以今天我们来到上帝的面前，我们说耶和华是神。
And so today when we come to Him, we say the Lord is God。
耶稣基督是主。
And this Lord is our only。
唯独他是主
and only he is the God.
唯独他是神
only he is God.
第二呢他说他创造了我们
and so the second one says that he created us.
就是说上帝是个创造主
and he is a God of creation.
他赋予赐予我们生命
and he's given us life.
今天我们有生命，因为是上帝亲自的赐给我们的生命
so today we have life because he has given it to us.
可是你在想上帝神不单单是我们这个肉体上的生命
so he did not just give us this flesh
我们也更得着那永远的生命
but we also have this eternal life
因为生命在上帝里面
because this life comes from him
它是生命的源头
and he is the source of this life
所以信主的人不单单我们活着
so those who believe in him we do not just live
我们还是永远我们会永远的活在主面前
but we live eternally in him
所以他是创造主
and so he is God of creation
他是赋予我们上赋予我们生命的主
and his God will grant us life
另外呢他说我们是他的子民
and the next one he says that we are his people
就说他是管理我们治理我们的君王
and he is the king that rules us
上帝怎么治理管理他的子民呢
so how does he rule of us
他赐下他自己的话语
so he gives us his word
治理要有很多的啊，这些条规也好，你说一些怎么样引导我们生活的一些的典章。
So these are his laws for us on how to live our life.
今天你让谁来治理你的生命
？So today who do you let to rule your life?
当你需要做选择的时候，什么成为你做选择的这样的一个准则
？So when you need to make decisions, what guides your decisions?
你是用上帝的话语，还是用世俗的一些的标准？
Is it through God's word or is it through a worldly convention?
是谁在治理你的生命
？So who is in charge of your life?
你这个家庭是由谁来治理的
？So who is in charge of your family?
哦，这是爸爸。
So is it your father?
好，是爸爸。这样爸爸是用什么来治理这个家？
Okay.
治理这个家庭
？Okay, then so what does your father use to rule this family?
是用上帝的真理、上帝的爱、上帝的恩典吗
？So is it through God's love, truth, and grace?
上帝。我们的上帝是君王
and so our God is king
他是真理
and he is the truth
他治理我们
and he rules over us
第三他说我们是他草场上的羊
and so next he says that we are the sheep of his pasture
他就是我们的牧者
he is our shepherd
约翰福音第十章告诉我们说他是好牧者
and so in John it says that he is the good shepherd
好牧者不单单供应羊的需要
so the shepherd does not only take care of the sheep
他甚至愿意为羊舍命
but he is even willing to sacrifice himself for
the sheep 所以他是我们的供应者
and so he is our provider
当我们这样看的时候我们的神是唯一的神
so our God is the only God
他是赐生命给我们的上帝
he is the one who grants us life
他是治理保护我们的上帝
and so he is the one who protects us
他是供应我们的上帝
he is the God that provides for us
所以他值得我们来敬拜
and so he is worthy of our worship
所以那个诗人很激动的说：“不单单我要敬拜，全地都要来敬拜欢呼。”
And so the psalm says, not only I have to praise, but all the earth.
就为什么我们在圣诞节的时候，我们要走出去报佳音
？So why do we carol during Christmas season?
你几个人在你的家里面 party party， 高声唱就好了。
So you can just praise and party in your house.
为什么跑到 Block 19的篮球场去唱呢
？But why do we go out to sing at the basketball court of Block 19?
因为我们说全地都要听
because all the earth has to listen to this
全地都要来认识我们的神
and all the earth has to come to know him
全地都当来歌颂敬拜我们的神
and all the earth has to come to praise the Lord
所以我们走出去不只是为了自己
so that when we go out it's not for ourselves
更是因为这位上帝
but for God
他是配得的
and he's worthy
所以我们愿意走出去
And so we are willing to walk out.
接着我们的歌声，我们的服事。
So through our service and our worship,
我们将荣耀归给他。
So we give glory to him.
好，既然上帝耶和华是神，是创造主，是君王，是牧者，我们如何的来回应呢
？So since it's all this, how do we respond?
有三样我们要关注的事情。
So there are three things that we need to look at.
第一，你必须晓得。
So the first one is we need to know.
要知道。
We need to know.
耶和华是神。
That he is the Lord.
要知道。
We need to know.
我们是，他是创造我们的。
That he is the one that created us.
要知道我们是属他的。
We need to know that we belong to him.
要知道我们是他的民。
And we need to know that we are his people.
要知道我们是他草场上的羊。
And we need to know that we are the sheep on his pasture.
这个知道不单单是在理性上那个同意。
So this know is not just a knowledge in our
heads. 那个很深切的心里面的知道。
But to know in our hearts as well.
因为我们跟他有这个关系。
So that we can have this relationship with him.
所以我们可以来到上帝的面前。
So that we can come before him.
所以我们要来到他的殿中。
So we need to come to his temple.
我们要来欢欢喜喜的来侍奉他。
We need to serve him joyfully.
你讲，哎，我们不是敬拜赞美，为什么又侍奉呢？
So you say, isn't it just worship? Why do we need to serve?
刚才我们读的希伯来书第十三章第十五节，现在我们读第十六节哈。他说你们也不要忘记行善和捐书，这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
So we also see in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16 and do not forget to do good and to share with others for with such sacrifices.
所以这两节经文要读在一起。
So we need to read these two verses together.
就除了我们把颂赞的祭品献给神，就是我们嘴唇的果子。
So we not only we need to praise him.
这个好像很容易做到哈，就唱歌而已嘛。
So this might be something that very easy.
就说一些感谢的话，
所以 might be just a
就是说你们也不要忘记行善和捐书。
But it also says, do not forget to do good and to share with others.
这也是一个赞美的祭。
This is also a way to give thanks.
是神所喜悦的。
And something that can bring joy to the Lord.
所以诗人才会说，应当欢欢喜喜的来侍奉耶和华。
And so it says that we need to serve him joyfully.
带着欢唱的来到他的面前。
And to come to him, come to his courts with praise.
然后第四节是说，应当充满感恩进入他的殿门。
So verse 4 says they enter his gates with thanksgiving.
满口赞美进入他的院子。
And his courts with praise.
你发觉当说应当充满感恩进入他的殿门，就是还没进入殿门之前，你的心里面已经充满了感恩了。
So it says that enter his gates with thanksgiving is not just you go in with thanksgiving, but you already have this thanksgiving even before you enter.
就像刚才所说的，你。在从家里预备要来爱加贝参加崇拜中，你心里面已经充满感恩，很兴奋了，今天要来教会。
So even before you are here in church, you are already prepared and excited even at home.
今天我要来朝见我的神。
So today I'm going to come before the Lord.
今天我要高声的敬拜我的神。
Today I want to praise the Lord loudly.
所以我还没进入他的门的时候，我心里面已经充满感恩。
So even before I enter his gates, my heart is already filled with thanksgiving.
当我像走进这个殿门的时候
，So when we enter these gates,
当我走进他的院，我们一起开声唱歌的时候
，And when we enter his courts and
我的满口所要出的就是赞美的言辞。
Whatever comes out from my mouth is only praise.
就你心中充满的，你口里就唱出来了。
So whatever your heart is filled with will come out from your mouth.
所以满口赞美进他的院，要感谢他，称颂他。
So give thanks to him, bless his name.
因为耶和华本是美善的。
For the Lord is good.
他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness lasts all generations.
所以发觉耶和华是什么呢？耶和华是美善的。
So the Lord is good.
或者是刚才我们唱的诗歌，上帝是良善的。
And so just like we already sang also,
他的良善追着你啊。
And his goodness follows us forever.
在这个诗篇八十四篇说，因为耶和华神是太阳，是盾牌，耶和华赐下恩惠和光荣，他没有留下一样好处，不给那些行为正直的人。
So we see here, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord bestows favor and honor, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless.
我们做父母的有些东西我们自己来收住啊。
So as parents, sometimes we might keep some things.
多么爱还是有东西是属于我们自己，我们不会给的。
And so there are some things we might not give to our children.
但是上帝他说没有留下一样好处。
But for God, no good thing does he withhold.
假如你还认为我们神很小气，你应该多多的思想。这段话。
So if you think that God is petty, you need to reflect on this verse more.
为什么上帝没有多多祝福我？
So why does God not bless me?
为什么没有让我薪水更多？
Why did he not increase my salary?
哦，为什么这个？为什么那个？
So why this? Why that?
记得什么是感恩？
So remember what is thanksgiving?
感恩是帮助我们关注我们有的，而不是我们所没有的。
So thanksgiving help us focus on what we have, but not on what we don't have.
当你感谢赞美主，我们活在新加坡这么安全的地方，不是在加萨地，不是在 Gaza。
So we give thanks that we are living in a very safe country like Singapore and not in somewhere else like Gaza.
我们不是在一个国家突然间无端端，我们的隔壁邻居突然间炸我们，攻打我们，好像苏联攻打乌克兰一样。
So we are not living in a place where it's like our neighbor suddenly come and bomb us.
感谢主，印尼、马来西亚都没有放把炮箭射过来。
So you give thanks that Indonesia and Malaysia are not full of conflict.
小小的红点。
And so a very little red dot.
上帝都保守。
Even God protects.
他说：“你信不过我吗
？”So do you not believe me?
你看天上的飞鸟。
You see even the birds in the sky.
他们不种也不收。
So they do not sow, they do not reap.
天父尚且养活他。
But the Lord God really keeps them alive.
然后耶稣就对着门徒说：“难道你不比麻雀更贵重吗
？”And so Jesus tells his disciples, "Are you not more important than these birds?"
好好看看你隔壁那位。
So you look at those around you.
他不像麻雀，对吗
？They don't look as sparrows, right?
他比麻雀贵重多了。
So you're even more important than these birds.
他比麻雀贵重多了。
Even more worthy.
因为我们的神没有留下一样好处。
Because this God does not withhold any good thing.
不给那行为正直的人。
To those whose walk is blameless.
所以我们的神是美善的神。
And so our Lord is gracious and good.
然后耶和华也是慈爱的上帝。
And so our Lord is love.
在以赛亚书54章直接告诉我们说，虽然大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不从你的身上挪开。
And so in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken.
我和平的约也必不迁移，这是怜悯你的耶和华说的。
Nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you.
所以世人该说，哇，这个上帝这么好，没有一样事情你照着他的话语去行的时候，上帝说，我没有留下一样好处不给你的。
So the psalmist says, oh, when you follow his way, there is nothing that he will withhold from you.
因为我爱你
，because I love you，
而且我这个爱必不会从你的身上收回来的
，and this love will not be taken from you，
不会挪开的
，we will not be shaken。
你听话我就爱你
，so as long as you listen I will love you。
你来教会我就爱你
，if you come to church I will love you。
你服侍我就爱你
，if you serve I will love you。
你不来教会不服侍我就不爱你
，and if you do not serve you do not come to church I won't love you。
你吃完饭就有 ice cream，
and if you once you finish eating
不吃饭没有 ice cream。
If you don't eat you won't have any dessert。
我们人都会这样
，so sometimes we are like that。
可是上帝不是这样
，but God is not like that。
上帝说我的慈爱必不从你的身上挪开
，so he says that my unfailing love for you will not be shaken。
哇，这位神太好了吧
？and so this God is so good。
所以我们经历上帝的慈爱。
So we experience His love.
第三，上帝是信实的，耶和华是信实的。
Number three, the Lord is faithful.
他的信实直到万代。
And His faithful continues through all generations.
提摩太后书第二章13节，他们告诉我们说：“我们纵然不信，他仍然是信实的，因为他不能否定自己。”这话是可信的。
So in 2 Timothy verse 2 chapter 13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
所有的基督徒，我们当中包括我本身，你一直来都对上帝很信实吗
？So all of us Christians, we are always very faithful to him.
你每一个时刻都相信100%的相信神吗
？So in every moment, do you 100% trust in him?
你有没有曾经怀疑过
？Have you ever doubted?
甚至说有点不相信上帝啊
？Sometimes you don't even believe in him.
上帝说既然是这样纵然是这样纵然你们不信
And so God says if we are faithless
上帝说我还是信实
He remains faithful
我慈爱不从你的身上挪开
And that he will not remove his love from us
我一切的好处不会留给那行为正直的人
And that his good things will be given to those who follow him
纵然我们不信
And even though if we are faithless
纵然我们的信心很小
Even though our faith is small
上帝永远是信实的
He remains faithful
你发觉上帝的爱和恩典不在乎我们的信心大与小
You realize that his love does not depend on whether our faith is big or small
他仍然是信实因为他不能否定自己
But he remains faithful because he cannot disown himself
因为他跟我们不一样他是神
Because he's different from us, he is God
耶和华是神
The Lord is God
所以他跟我们不一样
So he's different from us
所以弟兄姐妹们 这话是可信的。
And so this, this word is to be believed.
好好的把这句话背起来。
And to rely on this quote is trustworthy.
有一天你怀疑的时候。
So one day when you are doubting,
你信心软弱的时候。
When your faith is small,
你要相信上帝没有离开你。
You need to trust that he will not abandon you.
他和平的约从不迁移。
And his covenant of peace will not be removed.
这是我们的上帝。
And this is our God.
所以当我们想到这位神是这么美善这么慈爱这么信实的时候我们心里面自然而然就充满着感恩
So when we remember how the Lord is good, loving and faithful, we will give thanks
我们会来赞美我们的上帝
We will praise him
我们赞美是什么呢就是上帝的属性哇上帝你真是美善你是慈爱你是信实的这叫赞美
And so we will praise his nature
感谢呢就是我们感谢上帝所为我们所做的哇感谢主啊我的孩子哇终于可以考上大学感谢主我的孙子终于平安的生产了
And so we give thanks for what he has done we give thanks that, that my child is able to get into uni we give thanks that my grandson is able to be born peacefully
感谢主你让我们一家今年都过得平安
So we give thanks that the Lord let my family be able to live through the year safely
感谢主供应我们一切所需
And give thanks that he has provided for us
什么是称颂呢
And so what does it mean to bless?
称颂是把荣耀把极大的荣耀归给上帝
It means to give this glory to him
而是要不只是我自己而是要全部的人一起的来赞美我们的神
It's not just myself but all the earth to really bless the Lord
什么是颂赞呢全地应当向耶和华欢呼这是个颂赞
So it says to shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, this is to bless.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So our Father in heaven, your kingdom in heaven.
这是个颂赞。
So this is a praise.
在祷告中，你发觉第一句话就是颂赞神。
Even your prayer, your first,
your 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven,
愿你的名得高举，得荣耀。
Hallowed be your name.
我们看见。我们来到上帝面前，你心里面不单单是你赞美上帝。
So when you come to the Lord, it's not just a heart of thanks.
不单是感谢上帝在你的生命、在教会、在你所认识的爱的人的身上所做成的事。
You're not just to praise or to give thanks.
你愿天下人都认识他。
But you want everyone on the earth to know him.
你愿全世界的人都来以他的名为圣。
For everyone to know his name.
你愿全地都来一起的来欢呼、来敬拜我们的神。
For everyone to give praise and to give thanks.
这是称颂。我们的神
And this is to bless the Lord.
好2024年我想我们教会发生了什么事情有什么东西我们可以感恩的吗
So what happened in 2024 that we can give
我大概列出了很快的几样事情你们可以回想这是整体教会你可以想想你的家庭
So you can, this is for the whole church but you can think about for your own families as well
我们非常感谢主我们在9月10号开始了我们三堂的崇拜
So you give thanks that in September 15th we are able to start the third service
我们特别要谢谢我们的服事人员我们的敬拜团我们的阿舍丁和其他的工作人员我们给他们掌声鼓励谢谢他们
so, so let's give thanks to our ministries and also people who have served
他们要带三堂不容易
it's not easy for them to lead in the three services
特别谢谢他也感谢主让我们三堂崇拜开始然后慢慢的比较慢慢的稳步的要开始的接触更多的人
and our three services have stabilized and to get ready to really invite more people
所以第二呢我们9月18号有爱灵舍的清洁日
and so the next one is on 28 September we went out to
我们叫好多弟兄姐妹都参与
so a lot of our brothers and sisters came together and participated
我们不单单是在这里崇拜我们也要走出去成为祝福
so not only we worship here but we went out to praise
所以这是我们在这个社区里面的一个很重要的一个工作
so this is something very important that we are doing in the community
所以感谢主看到弟兄姐妹踊跃的参与
and so we give thanks that our brothers and sisters are willing to participate in this
是加倍的爱扩张我们可以走出去
and that because we have multiplied this love that we are able to walk out and to bless our people
那我们感谢主今年我们洗礼转会坚信的人加起来有23位
so we have a total of 23 people who have been baptized or transferred
这是爱加贝来这么多年来可以说是最多的一次一年
and so this is the most we had in our various
所以我们感谢主
so we thank the Lord
第三呢我们感谢主我们的读经计划我们的 RPG好多的参与者每一年都在加增
so we give thanks that we have a lot of participants for our RPGs and our BRPs this year
特别提醒那些读 BRP 的你整个经文今年你读完不管是经业修业就业还是新就业都好
so regardless you have read Old Testament or New Testament for BRP this year
我有一个特别的礼物给你，已经为你预备了。
I have a special gift for you that has already been prepared.
所以一月份你把这个读经卡交上来的时候
，So when you submit this card for the year,
你就可以领取这份礼物。
You can claim this gift.
希望你会喜欢。
So hopefully you will like it.
好，第五，我们也感谢主，今年我们所谓正式的参与这个日本的宣教，也帮助 Pastor Bob 买了这个在 IRA 的这个布道所。
So and so, this year we also officially participated in our mission trip to Japan.
而且在日本，甚至今年是第一次我们往日本去，就有两组的短宣队，就是这个分发单张跟我们的年轻人。
And so, this time we have two groups. We have the donkey tracking, and then we have the young adults as well.
以往都是散散的。
And so usually, it was always scattered.
今年我们大家一起集中，而且我们 Pastor Park 也转会成为爱加贝的会友。
And this year we gathered together, and even Pastor Park became a member of Agape.
我们感谢主，今年我们也差派了 Pastor Allen 和师母 Li Ge 到乌邦去宣教。来，请他们在这边。
And so this year we sent Pastor Allen and wife to 乌邦 for mission.
Yeah, 他说他比较年轻。
And he said he felt very young. He felt younger.
因为那个他讲。摩西八十岁才出来，他六十五岁出来了。
摩西 came out when he was 80, but he really came out now already.
OK， 第七呢，我们感谢主，今年我们的三个短宣队 Ubon 还有 Japan， 总共有44位的人参与。
So we have a total of 44 participants in our mission trips this year.
而且好多，差不多一半哦以上都是第一次参加的。
And more than half was their first mission trip.
我收到他们很多的见证，他们的一些的寄来的一些的写的一些感言。
So there were a lot of reflections and testimonies.
我非常的感动。
And very touched.
因为是上帝自己开他们的眼睛。
Because it is God who has opened their eyes.
让他们看到。
So they can see.
也触动他们的心。
And to touch their hearts.
另外呢，我们也感谢主，我们今年。有这个双语的这个 Alpha course 同时间的进行。
And so next week we have our first bilingual Alpha course happening concurrently.
Yeah, 这是我们也是教会的第一次。然后呢，我们感谢主，在这一年内，我们的小组很多的调整更新。
So there are a lot of evaluations for our DGs this year.
所以很多可能一些组长可能感觉到压力，哇，今年要做什么计划啦，又怎么样这些调整。
So some leaders might feel very stressed on how to lead the DG this year.
我要鼓励你们，你们都做得非常好。
But everyone did very well this year.
因为我发觉到整个的气氛是不一样的。
Because the whole environment atmosphere is different.
小组变得越来越积极。
But all the DGs are all very excited.
而且大家都知道这个改变是为了更好的。
And we all know that this change is for the better.
然后呢，我们感谢主，教会同心合一，这个 2XYY 的指标的认同和行动，大家能一起走，我们愿意走出去。
And so the church is also united in our 2XYY goalposts.
所以上礼拜里面你们也看到了，我们副堂那边已经有了这个 post 这个整个的 wallpaper.
And so we will see the new wallpaper in the sub hall.
就 2XYY 不只是一个口号。
So this is not just a slogan.
它是上帝在我们的教会里面的一个见证。
But this is a testimony that God has put for us.
上帝在呼召我们走出去，把更多的人带进他的国度。
And he has called us to go out and to bring more people into his kingdom.
有没有感谢主，我们和这教会的崇拜，整个的属灵气氛和凝聚力也加强了，加温了。
And so our spiritual atmosphere has also become warmer.
特别我们特别谢谢咖啡施工的弟兄姐妹。
And also thank the coffee ministry.
本来两堂崇拜的时候是每隔一周才有。
So when there were two services, it was once in a while.
就是一个月几次？两次。
It was twice a month.
几堂崇拜？一堂崇拜有而已，第二堂没有。所以一个月他们只要负责两次。现在呢，他们要负责几次？一个月四周，然后呢，每一个都两堂，所以是八次，从两次变八次，谢谢他们，倍的功劳哈。
Two times a month for two services, but now it's eight times a month for all the three services.
也因为大家一起喝咖啡，留下来一起谈话，你发觉整个的属灵的氛围都不一样了。
So Aaron was able to fellowship through this coffee ministry.
然后我们也感谢主，我们在今年也成立这个婚前必修的课程。
And it's also a premarital course.
以往是比较松散的。
It was more scattered and more.
在今年，因为我们的年轻人也开始长大了。
And because our youth have started to grow up.
我们也要帮助他们更好的预备自己进入婚姻。
We also need to prepare them for marriage.
更感恩的是神信实的供应、保守与带领。
And most of all, we want to give thanks for God's faithfulness and guidance.
我们教会这个在经济方面 上帝给我们很分充裕的预备。
And so financially, God has already provided greatly for us.
也谢谢大弟兄姐妹们爱教会的奉献。
And we thank you for your tithing and loving the church.
也感谢主保守带领着我们。
And we thank you for, we also thank the Lord for leading us.
就我们真的，我们最终我们要来一起的来念这一段话。
And let's read this verse together.
我们成为我们今天讲到的结束。
And to conclude today's sermon.
好，一二三，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，这就是神在基督耶稣里给你们的旨意。好，我们再读一遍，把那个你们换成我们，好不好？一二三，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，这就是神在基督耶稣里给我们的旨意。阿们。好，我们请敬拜团上来。